アレルヤ、アレルヤ、アレルヤ、アレルヤ、アレルヤ、アレルヤ。Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight His path. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. アレルヤ。Hallelujah, Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What do you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what do you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments?Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, Behold, I am sending a messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized into the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him,rejected the plan of God for themselves. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. There's one phrase, Jesus says, I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet, the least the kingdom of God is greater than he. What does it mean?What I understand is John belonged to the Old Testament. He's the one, the one who lead into Jesus to us. Jesus started the New Testament. And John, his mission is to be the guide of Jesus to.Make us know about him. But we are fortunate. We have Jesus in us. We belong to the New Testament time. We have the time. We are the time to be with Jesus all the time, especially through the Holy Word, through the Eucharist. We can share his life.We are fortunate. In fact, in the eye of God, everybody is great. Important is we're doing the will of God. But I think Jesus is emphasizing his time, the New Testament, the time that he shares life through Eucharist. Let us appreciate what we have.So let us pray for one another so that we can live the will of God.